will be recorded.
So basically, VTEL sent out letters. Dear members of Board of Civil Authority, were in receipt of the
Let
press.
me get the listeners. I ask them. Guys, you have to come. We've opened the hearing. She's not here. Correct. At 10:05. I know, that's all it has. Oh, no. No, I didn't think about when I brought up my sunglasses this morning. We're going to have to pull up chairs. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
So
Hi, thank you.
we're not invited to the meeting. We don't have any place to sit.
I'm sorry, everything is kind of.
Birthday.
There we go. It's these big chairs.
Oh, you know what? I would say we can't fit all the big chairs in the audience. I definitely need to sit at a table.
Yeah, there's a room. There's room down there.
And then, okay. You sure I even have? I'm a little bit that okay with sitting in that over there. I don't care.
We're okay, and then we'll just have to move. There we go. See, he's taking care of them. There you go. Thank you.
I get the beach, right? Hi, Miriam.
Hello, how are you?
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So we're starting with the VTEL wireless.
Yeah.
For us, you have to go through your rules of procedure.
Sorry, Kathy.
You did announce that you received the grievance and the parcel ID. And if you can say the parcel ID out loud, so
Yeah,
VTEL.
parcel ID is 0-P-E-L-E-C-O-M dot 3. It's
Oh,
a cellular. You need the SPAN number too.
no,
Okay.
just to identify the appellant and the location. Yeah.
So the
Everybody, so everybody gets one. Sure.
I thought we had this already in our packets.
well, they're presenting evidence, so
They
take it,
prepared.
and that's lister evidence.
The
But
listers have their oaths, you're done, right?
no, the BCA did their oath, so now we have to ask the listers and
Yep.
the appellant who isn't present. But do you mind doing yours early? You're an appellant.
Sorry.
So it would be the
Yes,
listers
sir.
and the appellant.
So, under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
I do.
Right. And have you received the copy of rules and procedures?
Yes.
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 Okay. I request BCA to disclose any conflict of interest or communication.
No conflicts that I know of.
Is this for the first one or for
For
all of
VTEL, we're still
this is a
doing what?
VTEL.
We're
That's
still
VTEL.
doing the fire. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Ask the listers to introduce the property on appeal by describing property and its present valuations.
But I also think the evidence that you presented waives a hearing.
Right. So, but I have to explain it, right?
Okay,
Or I can't explain it.
yes.
So, the property is VTEL, property ID 0-TELECOM3. The value is 13,900. It's value for cable and fiber. This cable value is established by the state. However, the state statute says that everybody who grieves has to go through the process of going to the listers, then the BCA, then the property valuation and review.
So we have done the first step, and then they sent this stipulation for us to sign, which basically states we waive all the steps so they can go right to arguing it with the value with the state. Because the state, I mean, we can't defend a value the state created. So that's simple. And we had a special meeting, the listers, and we determined we agreed to sign it. And so it's signed and waived. So it just has to come, I guess, to you to say, I don't know.
It's just evidence, and then we
Yes.
can vote on it when we go into our deliberative. Oh no, this is whether we,
Yeah.
yes, this would become the BCA's decision on appeal without the
Appeal,
need
right.
for
Okay.
it.
So yeah.
Then vote if approved would become the BCA's decision. So it
It's
becomes the,
approved by the listers.
and if it's approved by the BCA. So we can take it to our deliberative session if you want to when we do that. So we'll do
Okay.
both of them at the same time. So this
But
is your only evidence
yeah,
that you're presenting.
I just have this results of our grievance that for your files, for your and I do need a copy of that
I took
stipulation.
yours.
Good.
So do you want that entered as evidence also? What you're giving Kathy.
Yes, this
Okay.
and I that's the result of
Do
the
you
grievance,
keep it
sir.
or is it?
It's getting through
It's
there.
just a result of the grievance and the stipulation. That's all the evidence I have.
We should get it back and everybody gets it on
that's a letter for
Yes.
put it in evidence into the record. You do.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
So we are entering the stipulation signed by the listers as Lister One, listers and VTEL, and then the grievance hearing results as evidence, Lister Number Two. Okay, so I think
And
you
so
can
we should be
do.
able to jump
You can
there.
do H. I would just see if there
Yep.
are any.
Is there any questions on the evidence or anything
From the
to do with
BCA.
that from the BCA?
Okay. The state told you what the value was, so they
Right, the
really.
state tells what the value of the all the cable and wire is. Previously, it wasn't it was considered personal property and it wasn't.
Dispatch.
Yeah, it
Because they
wasn't.
must do like the electric company too, don't they?
Yeah, they've
So,
always done the electric company,
yeah, so
though.
it's the same
Yeah.
idea.
Yep. Yeah. Now they're doing cable and towers.
Ask listers to present their evaluation and supporting evidence, which we did.
I think
Thank you.
here,
it's on the results of the
yeah.
grievance form. It's 13,900.
Yeah.
So I think we can wait until the second hearing to recess and make the date of our deliberative hearing because we have to
Okay.
do the inspection. So there's things
Yeah,
to be done
because.
on the second one that
Yep.
would want him and Rick involved in the inspection and the. So I think.
Because there's two different outcomes, there's nothing that allows us to deliberate today on
You
the first
could
one.
if you wanted to, if
Okay.
you if we wanted to,
Okay.
if you wanted to make a motion in public, I think.
Yeah. Based on it's a state value and we have no control, I would make a motion that we move forward with our deliberations today for the VTEL wireless appeal.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to go look at telephone bubble.
Right.
I just realized I should clarify this. So this is from VTEL and it's for the cable and fiber. It's not the tower that's owned by Campsnore. It's just VTEL.
So I will.
Cable and cable, just their cable and fiber from the tower on Cole's property.
I will second that motion.
Okay.
And then we could make a motion.
So you have to vote.
Oh, all in favor, all those in favor.
Yeah, all those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Right. Yeah. And then I will make a motion that we accept
Aye.
the Lister's evidence as the BCA decision to allow this to move.
Well, this is how we would do it. The
Okay.
BCA vote to approve the stipulation.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the stipulation, which would then become the BCA's decision on the VTEL property.
I'll second that.
And the stipulation is to waive the
The
hearing.
way of the hearing.
Yes. Okay. And Isaiah seconded.
He did.
Okay.
All
And
those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
okay. One. Two.
I got a back about it better.
Yes, did I get it done?
I just would also like to put into evidence the certificates of mail, the notice of the hearing that went out, the certificates of mailing that went out, just to put in the folder. That's the town's evidence. So.
Okay.
All right, done that one
Yep.
for now. So he's done the oath. So now it would be, does anybody have any conflict of interest with the Richard Isabel?
If we could state the parcel
Yeah.
ID and
Partial ID 205-0972.
I guess I probably, it's kind of reading the rules of what the state has, it's kind of shaky if I participate, just because our years of you being the banker and now having insurance and stuff through you, it might be considered.
although I don't own the insurance business, haven't for 3 years.
which is fascinating.
I'm just an employee.
Oh yeah, so it's your daughter now.
Do you have a conflict with any of them? As long as you don't feel there's a conflict,
I
I
don't
don't.
feel
The conflict flows.
this.
Yeah. And you
I just need him to
Yeah, you don't have a
no,
problem letting
go in. If it's open, go
yeah,
in.
I mean,
Oh.
I
If
think
it's
that would be
open, go
fair,
in.
but I know I can look at.
Yeah, I mean,
If it's not, I can't help you.
yeah, I don't have a conflict with anybody. I'm not
Okay,
it's gonna be
okay,
fair.
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking you.
No,
I was thinking you were still part owner of the.
oh,
No,
he's not.
I haven't owned this for
Oh, you're
3 years
okay.
ago.
Okay.
Right. Well, there's no conflict. Everybody's good then. That's good.
And you answered yes to receiving the rules of procedure.
I
You
did.
did. No getting out of this one, Billy.
All
Okay.
right.
Well,
Well,
now you got it now. All
right. So then we'll move on to E, asking listeners to introduce the property on appeal, describing the property and its present valuation.
So the property parcel number 205-092.
Can you enter it into evidence? So do
Yep.
you have copies?
Yes, I do. I make copies.
Different
I
copy.
didn't make I didn't make everybody copies.
Well, surely.
I thought they
Did
could
I
stay
see?
there.
Did I see one?
Yep.
There should be a packet for you.
Can you give that to Rick? And if
Maybe
you want me to, I can
one
make
back.
it.
Yeah,
Okay, I've got another one here.
Four.
Maybe, yeah, Isaiah. So we are entering into evidence.
Oh.
Lister, what do we have? We have the Number one. I need this back after I'm possible so I can move it.
I'll take the station number.
We're okay. I thought Rick went first, actually. So, so we're entering into evidence the results of the lister's grievance. The property ID 205-0972 span 729-232-10012. The property description is 1.06 acres and a dwelling with 200 feet of waterfront.
So what is it that's going into evidence? What's the name of the document?
The name of the document is the results of reason.
Oh, you're still on that. Okay.
Yes, it's incomplete. The grievance was accepted. The results were an increase in depreciation of 5%. That's how much it increased. And it brought the fair market value from $1,008,000 to $979,200. And you have that, okay? And the second thing entered into evidence is a spreadsheet with the comparisons. So these are the homes that the listeners picked out that were most like the property. And in this particular grievance, we're looking just at the building.
Mm-hmm.
The land what appraisal assessment was not disputed. It was the home. And so I picked properties that were like in neighborhood and the square foot of the home. And I have a comparison there. There are properties 395 Blueberry Point. And if you look, the neighborhood is 10, which a neighborhood of 10 is normal, is one. It's like, so a neighbor, there is a neighborhood of 30 here. That's a really good neighborhood. Happens to be owned by Petrarca.
Mm-hmm.
And so the grand list value is second of all those comparable homes. And there's a description of what is on here, if you don't know what it is, beneath. So the ABC is the base cost before adjustments. And so this is the base cost of all these homes before adjustments. Then there's the square feet of the homes, the square feet of the homes. Next is the grade. One grade is low and sixth grade is high. The highest we go is eight. Yep. This is the price per square foot of the ABC. So the adjusted base cost, not including features. The RCN is the replacement cost new. That's before additional features and depreciation. The RCID is the replacement cost less depreciation. And you see, you get into the different homes and the different depreciations. The depreciation comes from the grade and the condition of the house, basically. So then there's the address and the description of the property. In the following that into evidence are the cost cards. So if you have any other questions about the homes or you want to look at them to see how they compare, some of the pictures aren't very
Oh, so there's
The
one for each of the homes
there's one
there?
for each of the homes there.
Or I just got to get three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. One, three, seven, five, six, seven, our list of cards. Okay.
So basically, I just want to, for the spreadsheet, I just wanted to like show you comparable what I looked at as comparable homes to come up with the
ramp thing.
Oh, yeah, you
Yes.
You have anything to add, Susan?
The
Because I was saying I, and it's not really I. We all the
Oh, yeah, I'm just
regular
saying.
Huh? I'm just saying.
Oh, thanks. I mean, trying to tell me
red,
that.
red
Wasn't
mule,
getting it. Okay.
red mule thing. Yeah.
Elaine, are we allowed to ask questions of the listeners?
Well, let's follow the thing. Ask the listers to introduce the property, then ask the appellant to present, then the listers respond, then you invite questions from the
Okay, well,
BCA.
I do have more. So the third piece of the evidence
So that's
is
right.
a in a description of sales chasing. And so before we, and then I want to go. So sales chasing. Do you want to read it? So, or do you want me to explain it to you? So sales chasing is whereby you value a house, assess a house based on the sale. And even though you assess a house on fair market value, what a house is purchased for isn't necessarily the description of the worth, where especially in this market. I mean, our sales are all over the place. So this is a basically a outline of what sales chasing is and why it's not good, because it really prejudices the value of an of assessing. So in the second part I have here is just to show you how it's done by the state in the lister's office. This is a book, and it shows you the last sales purchases for the last 3 years. And it shows first the residential. It breaks it all down into categories. So the first one is residential with less than 6 acres. And so then they look at for the last 3 years, all the sales of the residential houses less than 6 acres. And it only accepts the qualified sales. So if a not a sale that's not qualified would be if you're transferred into a trust, or if you sold to your son or daughter, or if it's not an arm length sale. So a prime example of that is the house right here on 205, that you, next to it, it's next to Bill and Billy's. The guy knocked on the door and said, "I'll give you $1 million for this house," and they sold it. So that's not an arm's length sale because it wasn't advertised on the market. And there's other reasons. So they take only the sales that are considered value, and they average them out, and you get your average your average sale price for your residential with less than 6 acres. And so you get, and they average it up, then they take all of that and they average it all out. So I won't get into the nitty gritty details because it's really confusing. But so it's not like I bought this house for this much. So this is the fair market value of the house. So I just wanted to really point that out. Actually, based on a conversation that I had with Rick about taxes and in sales. So I guess that's all I'll have for now, and then
that's all you have for now.
Yep.
Okay.
So looks like floor is yours, right?
So I have a question.
Yep.
So the town's current rate is equalization rate of fine.
Current level of assessment is 0.5982.
So that is saying that properties are selling for, on average, on a blended rate of 1.59, 159% of town assessment. Okay, that's a lot. Now let me start.
No, it's actually saying the places are selling for 59% of the value, not 1.59%.
Well, it's the same. It's the same difference.
Yeah.
If you look at it, if you do the math on it, it's the same difference.
And do you have a packet for us?
I guess, can I have one question before we get into it too deep for people who must? When you do that appraisal, is that based on 2015
appraisal? Yes, it has, yeah.
So it's not today's numbers, whiteboard. It's based on 2015, right. So that we're everybody's on the same page.
Everybody's supposed to be on the same page.
So I just want to highlight a couple of things that were well laid out in this handbook. Whoops, I need one of those back. So I gave all of them. You can share with me. So in determining value, there's an equalization factor that has to be determined. And the equalization factor, as you can see, is the list value to market value. Okay, and that's what I'm going to kind of go over with you today. This talks about market value that's already been defined. The property has been on the market, it's been listed, the test of time, and the sales are an indication of true value. Okay, so the property was listed for all of the selling season last year. I purchased it in the fall after it came off listing, matured, and went back and listed. This talks about market data. And again, it talks about fair market value and it talks about equalization. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about. So that's why I kind of gave you that set. Now, two of the examples that Mary gave you are examples that I'm using here. So I'll kind of set it out. The one is the Mayor's property down here that Rainy Demir purchased, and the other one was Ed York's property. just on the hill. So you can see that the first property, Demir's, town had valued the property, and this is lake frontage and everything. So at 155%, it sold for 155% at $1.5 million. In the case of Ed York's property, the Lander property, that one sold for 203. Mine sold for 110. Okay, so a substantial difference. So this is supporting the fact that these properties, based on the town assessment, sold substantially more. If you equal, there was the other one down here. I threw it out because that was so far off; it was ridiculous. If you average those, it's 179. So if you do the math on that, my property would have to be listed at 620. That equal the sales price at 179. So these are based on true market sales, not just based on what the town has other properties assessed for. If I use the current CLA rate, which is supposed to be an average of properties that are sold, mine would have to be listed at 695 to come up with the $1.1 million that I paid for it. So what I'm trying to show you there is that you can have a property The property can be old and improved. In the case of my property, the comments that were coming through as it was dated, nothing had been done to it. It's in very good shape and it's a good property. It's well built, but nothing had been done to it for 30 years. People used it occasionally. So in comparison to like properties like Ed York's that were built in the last few years, high-end materials, very modern, and so forth, you got a disparity there. The next example I want to give you is one that kind of happened the same way years ago, and you can see that the values are different, and that's the Willowvale. My property was built by the same builders, same materials. If you go in there, you're going to see a lot of similarities to the Willowvale with the wooden floors, the woodwork, and all that. Same builders. So nobody can say, well, that was a better quality workmanship or whatever. And when you look at this, the Willowvale sold substantially less than it was probably a lot less than probably the cost of building, or probably a lot less than the market, because it was dated, it's over improved. That's what I'm trying to show you here. Now, if I look at the cost per square foot of the Willowvale for the town's got to assess that in relation to my property, I'd have to ask
I just want to make sure
you
I can.
how I can have an assessment that equals $128 a square foot for a similarly built property when the property up the street had a value of $88 a square foot. Now, so this is based just on the building, not on the real estate. Okay, so we're not talking about lake frontage, we're not talking about any of that thing. So quality for quality. I'm in at 128. This property's in at 88. The other examples I gave you show you that their property sold substantially more than mine based on listed value. So from an equalization standpoint, there would need to be some adjustment to kind of bring that back in line. I don't know if anybody has any questions for me, but this the definition as written in the manual that the state puts
Can you
out
print out
that the town
cost for
endorsed
the
that the town endorsed
No,
talks
I
about that
lost
equalization
Okay, yeah.
and determining the equalization rate, and that's what I tried to lay out for you is from the equalization standpoint, there's a big disparity. And you folks may know this, but the town, in looking at the properties in town, the town only has a handful of properties that are rated that high. It has a lot of properties that I consider somewhat comparable that are rated substantially less.
And I'm sorry, when you say rated that high, which rating were you referring to?
The quality rating
The
and so
quality
forth.
rating. Okay.
We do have very few that are rated. We have some that are rated higher, but I explained to Richard earlier when we did the grievance that because they're every the values are at 2015 values, the higher the rating. It gave more of a depreciation because in 2015, you weren't buying a house for $1 million. They weren't selling. They weren't worth their value. So we do have 2015 values. And we haven't assessed in 11 years. So we have a great disparity and we know that. And every time we do a grievance, we know that we need to have a townwide reassessment to bring the assessments up to value.
Yeah, and you would hope that would take the older properties and adjust them,
Yes,
accurately for
that's what
depreciation.
we need, really.
That's one of the reasons why I made a note on here. When you're looking at depreciation, if you look at depreciation on like the Willowvale, for example, their depreciation factor one would be twice what mine would be. So if you gave me 10%, you gave them 10% on a cost per thousand, they're getting twice the benefits I am because their property is higher value.
I just, the Willow Vale Inn is a different type of property, though. Being an inn with many bedrooms, I can't compare it to a
Quality.
residential. Quality.
Alexandria. Oh, sorry. Susan? What?
Is it operating
His
at
name
a
is Alexandrian.
I'm not
or
sure.
Airbnb?
I'm not
Regardless,
sure.
they're commercial, you're
You can use
residential.
mine. It's a different
So you
type
want
of
me to
tax.
continue to tell you things that are not included in the appraisal? A commercial kitchen that's probably worth 150, 200,000. A fire room that's probably got a fire in it worth 100,000. None of that stuff is assessed. Three fireplaces that are assessed at the same value as my one fireplace. So you may say it's a different quality of property or different type of property, but the quality and the construction is the same.
Here. No.
Now I could go into Ed York's. Ed York's property, if you'd ever been in it, Ed York's property, and I had Ed York's property had a bird's eye maple cupboards. It had a fireplace that was two and a half stories, cathedral ceiling in the living room, 2.5 stories, finished basement, our hand carved doors. I mean, just
The quality.
from one extreme to the other. I'm not telling you my property isn't nice. I'm not telling you that I don't want to pay taxes because I do. I just want an estimate.
I don't think anybody wants to pay taxes.
Well,
Just
I've never
if,
heard anybody want
I
to.
did too. It was
I know
like,
I'm gonna, the whole saying death and taxes there for sure. And I know I'm gonna pay taxes and I don't have a problem paying. But if you were to look at it and say, what is Ed York's property going to pay for taxes this year? What is Rick Roosevelt's property gonna pay for taxes? He's actually going to pay slightly less than mine, the person who bought it, when they paid about 67% more than I paid for that.
And what is your figure of equitable? Is that,
No, I gave you an example of what's
but what are
equitable.
you asking for?
What am I
Do you have a
asking for?
specific?
I'm not asking for it to be $600,000.
Okay.
I think it's probably closer to 7,750. Not that it isn't worth more than that, but compared to the assessment, that would have been, I think that's somewhere in that range.
Okay, and I do have a question for the listers.
Yep, sorry. I got the I made a copy of the little wheel since we were talking about it.
And
The
you
top.
probably said it, but there's so much. What made that property be assessed at the $1 million versus two houses down the street? How much waterfrontage?
So the water.
Minus 200. Theirs is 400, but it's shared. They own what it's 5/17.
I'm just saying for a house next to Vaughan Bargains or a house next to it, but you have 200 feet. That's a good amount. Okay. But we're not
We're
talking
talking about.
land. So what is it that was assessed with the house, I guess, if I might
That's what
ask?
I showed you on the spreadsheet.
Okay.
I took out the land. So this is there's the assessed
I
value,
think you have it, but
the grand list
no,
value.
I don't have the listers.
And then the second one is the land. And I broke it down so you were just looking at the per square foot
His
cost.
is on the top, right? Yeah, okay.
And that's not including adjustments. So the adjustments would be the porches, the
Neighborhood
porches,
the
any
same.
like a fireplace would be added. In the case of the Willowville, you look at the sprinkler system is, added additions. So the additional features, that's the adjusted cost per foot, just
of the square of the house. And the houses, the base cost of the houses, the only variable for the base cost of the houses is an energy and foundation adjustment. Floor covering, we use allowance for every for you know for every assessment we do. We just use the same a roof. He's got shingles, totally valued up a higher price than metal or asphalt. So the land, I mean, the land isn't in dispute, right?
Right, so I
The
have
house
to,
is what's in dispute. So
So
that's
shake
why.
shingles would be like one of the
Right.
extras.
And if you look at the cost cards, you'll see, you know, well, not as much, I guess, as in the cost cards that I have, which show in much more detail. But it does show the additions. So
Will that be entered into evidence, or
that you have,
I mean the one?
no, you have it right there. I mean, anything else is just going to confuse everybody, I think. So, but if you want me to print out a more detailed cost card, I will. Now,
That's why I stopped looking at it, because it gets muddy, because there's a lot of variables out there. It's not hard to find properties that would probably all assess similarly. But when you start comparing sales and market values to assessments, that's where I'm saying there's some inconsistency in one versus the other.
Right, and that's where I'm arguing that the sales are so all over the place. And you have what you when you ha when you're looking at a sale in the assessment value, you have to look as at it if it's a valid sale. You know, it has to be a valid sale, and not all sales are valid. You know, some sales I have two sales that included a boat house in a boat that assessed for over $50,000, but generally, when people go for a mortgage, they keep that personal property because they won't give a loan on personal property. So they show that as included in the sale value, and so we might have a valid sale, which in this case, those two were valid sales, but the state didn't include the personal property in the sale. So the valid sale isn't what you see or what the person paid for. It's what was actually valid. So,
So I think I have valid sales when I compare those other two properties that are comparable for quality, actually a little higher quality, and recent. So we're not looking at a sale, because we all know that even if you look at a sale that was dated back to 2021, 22, it's a huge difference in the market value the last year. Last year it probably peaked, but there's a huge difference between 3 and 4 years ago.
I don't have a copy of those sales that you presented.
Thing that I gave you earlier.
Yeah. I never go.
Thank
You're
you.
out. I'm not copying.
No,
It's
it's this one.
this one with Google. And yeah, you got it. I had a
I mean,
question.
I'm
I
in town,
forget what it
we
is.
had appraisals. It should all
Even.
find its way to an even measurement. But until then,
Mary. Did you want this one too? Oh.
No, I don't know.
So, Mary, I have another question. The
Okay.
grievance, what was the original grievance? I know it brought it down somewhat. What brought that decision?
We went and looked at the property, and the you know, it's 30 years old, right? And it was
really nice home when it was built, totally out of date. And we just all agreed that we should depreciate it more. And I decreased the quality of the build, and it increased the assessment. And this is the first time I've done that. And I found out that because of the assessment being 2015 value, it actually, again, $1 million home wasn't selling in 2015. You couldn't give them away. And so it actually decreased the property, the fair market value at that point.
So, back to the grade. So, this property that we're discussing is a grade of a 6.0, correct?
Correct.
And then the Damaris property, which is 1566, is rated at a 7.5. So that's a higher grade, correct? That's
It's a higher grade, right?
okay.
And see, and the price per square foot
Yep.
is 192.08, right?
And then, yep. And I'm just processing this in my head. And
Yeah.
then 0972, which is for, oh, that's yours. Sorry. 0101 is rated at a 6.5
Yep.
and a price per square foot of 108. So both of those
One 63.46.
are graded at a higher grade than the property in question.
Right. So the price
Okay.
per square foot comes out a little higher.
Yes. Okay.
Although, with what you just said, I'd question that. If you're saying when the grade goes down, the price goes up based on the way the formula is in the system.
No, when the grade goes up, the price went up. The price was up.
Right. But you said when you changed my grade, the price went up.
When I changed it to above, we talked about that. I don't use higher than
Right.
a sixth grade. I've never used higher than a sixth grade. When I got into the seven and eight, it decreased the grade. So basically, it's saying equality. The formula was built on the theory that a really good quality built house was not going to sell in that market.
So if you
I
didn't
didn't do
use
the
these
townwide
grades, would
assessor did that, not me.
you?
Okay, that's the assessment from 2015, which those did these higher grades in six, not you.
Who put
You
the
just
higher
said you've never
grades?
graded higher than a
No,
six.
I've never. I've
So
never.
these grades are
Never.
from the 2015
15
appraisal by
appraisal.
Rich Lewis.
Yeah. And I just I've never come across a house that high quality. No, here. So
So who graded the Willowmill?
Rich.
Because that grade there, again, for equally built, equal quality, same craftsmanship, substantially lower.
Well, in 2015, what did the Willowdale look like? Can anybody remember?
Okay, that's a beautiful place.
Huh?
It was a
It is a
Lister.
beautiful place, but when was it renovated? When was it renovated?
Back in the 90s, right?
Back in the
But
90s.
when it was renovated.
And it had been left when it was sold, and it had been sitting there.
Green Mountain Properties had bought it and they
Yep.
renovated it.
It really hadn't gone downhill.
No, it
I
hadn't.
mean, this whole concept, this whole thing, to me, sales should be thrown out of it. The more you put into this, it should be the value of the property based on what it's worth, not what someone's willing to pay.
That's
That's why sales shouldn't even be factored
well,
in.
we have you have the base. I mean, the whole market is fair, the whole market is a fair market value. The whole assessment is, what is a fair market value? I mean, how do you value a house if you don't have a fair market value? How do you
Cost of construction and location and that those are more important factors than
so
sales.
Bill, that is one way to look at it, but to your theory, if I had the same house, same quality, built 30 years ago, as I did today, and I put them both up for sale, and the one that was built recently sells for substantially more, then my assessment should not be the same. I should not be
No, because a depreciation should
because
be in
I'm
there.
because I'm being because I should be being taxed on what the adjusted fair market value is. And that's one of the things why you have your CLA and everything else as far as how the state's going to charge you for taxes. And that's where I'm coming from is this. Yeah, you could say every property in town that's 3,000 square feet that has a quality of X should be even. And that's true to some extent, but then there are outlying factors for age of property, quality that's now on a 30-year home
But
versus.
it's also going to be a big factor is you got this guy over here has a 30-year-old house and he's been dumping money into it since day one, doing upgrades and keeping up with the time. You got this guy, he never spent a dime. Those houses are not the same.
Yeah,
Right.
and the listers might
Yeah.
not know about the one putting
Right.
money into it
I
because it's
did actually.
inside.
Yeah, I got to tell you, going through this process here, I found a couple of houses that were I knew had been renovated, and I was surprised at the depreciation. And so now I'm faced with, oh, we need a townwide reassessment. Now I'm faced with, what do I do? Do I if I can't change randomly just because these two homes, that's not fair. I would have to go to all the homes that had that grade and change all of them. That's why we need a townwide reassessment. And we all know, waiting this long to have a townwide reassessment, the values just get.
The town's got that schedule for about 1,000.
Yeah,
Yeah.
twenty
29.
twenty
Nine.
nine it starts.
And so,
Oh, yeah.
again, when it gets there, that's fine. But in the meantime, the property tax is $25,000 on that house. I'm gonna look across the lake at Ed's house that sold for 1.7, and his property taxes are going to be slightly less than mine. How does that make sense?
What's his, but is how much of yours is land?
No.
Nice 200 feet, which not on a cliff.
His is the same difference when you look at it. I mean, there's, in fact, his, and I don't, there was a $97,000 adjustment on his, and that was supposedly because his property was governed under Act 250. Well, any property on the lake has restrictions up there, his zoo. So you could base
You
that and
have
say, you have limitations on what you can do with your
an
property.
inheritance. This is the thing.
Obviously, Ed
These are
needed
just things.
his, and the only way they could
They're
figure
just in
out
different forms.
adjustment was to make an adjustment for 97,000 and use that as
I
a
just didn't print.
guessing. Yes.
But doesn't his property, like you said, go down a hill and it's all wonky? Yours is nice and flat with a nice beach and good access. You could just walk right out. He's got to build. And I think that's
His
an
neighborhood
advantage.
is a lot less. Oh,
Yeah,
so it's
it's,
accounted for. Okay.
you know. Most of them
Nice beach that
do.
used to be there.
That changes.
Depends on the
Changes
one.
on the weather.
Yeah,
Whether you could.
they dredge it, they all fill back in for them.
It's filled all
I'll
in.
make sure you have that.
And if you want copies, I can make copies of that.
That's kind of been like, I don't think he's kind of done the rope. Yeah, and he pushes it.
That's the way it is.
Well, I assume that's toward the end of your evidence for
Yeah.
now.
So I have three pieces of evidence. No, this is the list of stuff. I have
This is the little wheel in assessment if anybody wants to look
for
at it.
Rick. I have your from the tax appeal handbook. Then I have
You want to look at the little rail in assessment?
Willowvale Inn. And then should there be one more for Rick?
There's these
Figure out how
three
to get
for
this
him.
day under control. None of us would be here.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Suggest when you
That I have.
Okay.
That's hers.
I would suggest when you are doing the deliberations that you read the notes at the bottom of the page because they will explain some of the increases in deductions. I would, yes.
You're all set with response, Mary?
Yeah, I just have no more to say. I just, you know, if people would answer your questions, I mean.
BCA members, questions?
I think I have mine.
Okay.
I asked mine.
Listeners present valuation supporting evidence. You did that. Yep. Do you want to respond to? You have any other questions or responses to?
No, the only, again, I think it could be look at the equalization. Then you can see the disparity based on equalization that's needed.
Okay. So we need to appoint an inspection committee of three BCA members to inspect the property at a date and time set by the chair and report its finding back to the BCA.
Can I get out of here for 1 minute to get a calendar? I thought.
We don't want that on
volunteers.
You can do that. You can do it from memory.
I'll go there.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been able to really make it out from looking through the windows, so.
Oh, come on.
We have to do that sometime. Well, we were never allowed to visit that property ever. This is the first time we've gone to the property.
Oh, you weren't allowed in? That's no. Right.
Which was
right. Right. If we were allowed in, we probably
they were here most.
Huh?
Right. They he'll just mainly in the wintertime.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Matthew was always.
Refused entry onto property for telephone conversation October 2013 with Rich Lewis. They did call and speak with Chris Evans and gave permission to do the exterior.
So did you appoint
to not have
maybe
go in your
we're waiting to hear from you on the calendar.
A Tuesday morning. Well, who's the committee, first of all? I know for me, a Tuesday morning is best because Callie's always here. So, what's your hand?
I'll go.
For an inspection. I don't mind being on the inspection committee either, but then.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kathy.
Kathy, Bill, did you want to do it, Jason?
There can be more than three.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go. I can't do
that.
If we do a Tuesday, it has to be early.
The site visit.
I can do a Tuesday if it's early.
I'm an early bird. So, Kathy, a Tuesday's okay with you. Bill, a Tuesday's okay with you. Early, no golf.
No.
Oh, but it has to be early.
9:30 is early.
I could also do a later one, too. I just can't do middle of the day.
Okay.
I can do early, early. But not middle.
I can pretty much do any time on a Tuesday.
I'm going to get you there before you get frustrated on that golf course.
Then you don't want to hear from me today.
And then Wednesday is usually good for you.
Wednesdays I can go anytime.
You talking next Tuesday or Wednesday?
I just have to put my life in with my work. Because I have a busy life. Okay, so... pick up Gus, the 29th. So 28th or 29th, I'm okay in the morning of either. Or Tuesday all day or morning of Wednesday.
What do you consider morning? Tuesday or Wednesday works.
I have to pick a child up at like 2, so. So before 12.
Yeah, we get 7 to 9.
I'm okay with that, but I don't.
You're not on Tuesday. On Wednesday you can do that?
10 o'clock,
9, not before 9:30. Yeah, not before 9:30. I only get like 4 days a week.
So Wednesday, could you do 9:30?
Wednesday, I can do 9:30.
Could you, Rick, would that work for you?
Yeah,
Wednesday, the 29th.
9:30.
7:29 at 10:30. 9:30. Wednesday, the 29th at 9:30.
At 9:30 at what's that at your address again?
972.
Okay. Okay, so the inspection committee is
Kathy, Mel, Jason, and you.
okay. And then, okay, so we've done that. We
So
have to
that will
report
be
back.
recess to a date and time no more than 30 days from the hearing to accept the inspection committee report. Thank you.
So if we can skip to August sometime. All right, what is today? Today is the
What, 22nd?
22nd. So everything, a decision usually. So we have that, then I think I have 30 days, get the decision out. Oh, 15. So 15 days. I'm just trying to think because there's vacation in there.
And don't forget the August primary. You got to do it.
August 11th is the primary. So there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
Thank you for mention. I have it on my
And
calendar, but
what week have you gone?
oh, I don't. It's towards the end of August. It
So
is
what if you do the
24th.
first week of August?
I
Okay.
can't do a Wednesday. There's a lot of doc. I could do a Tuesday. But you can't do a Tuesday.
I can make an adjustment.
For Tuesday the 4th, that we could meet the
I can make an
inspection.
adjustment.
Okay.
I'll swap my Tuesday and Wednesday.
So that's for all the BCA to come back to and what the inspection committee would report. So it
That's
would
a
be Tuesday.
meeting on the same day.
Yes.
Okay. So inspection, report, and deliberation.
On Tuesday, August 4th at
So we're not going to do the
the
30th.
inspection, yes.
Yeah,
We
we
do the inspection, then we do the,
So we're going to do it on the 4th.
well, we're doing the inspection on the
29th.
29th at 9:30.
Then we meet back here to have the inspection
And
report.
you can come, I think, and make a comment, but it will be a private session for deliberation.
Okay. On the 4th.
Yeah, we would reopen the hearing. The inspection committee would give their stuff, final questions, final questions, final
Yeah, if you
questions.
have any more questions for him, we could ask them at the
At that time.
inspection report. So 8:04 Tuesday, is what time did we decide?
What time is good for
This could be
everybody?
9:30 again, right?
I can miss a day if anyone wants to do
So what's good for everybody? Are you good on the 4th, first of all, in the morning?
That could be
Okay.
a golf now.
No, it's my birthday. I'm saying.
You won't get the decision that day. So what time's good for everybody? I'm okay.
9:30 or 10?
10. Make it 10.
10 o'clock.
Or we have a cake.
The poor guy, he wants to get on with his birthday.
Well, we should because my birthday's tomorrow.
Well,
Oh,
no,
happy
it's
birthday to
24th,
you.
Friday. That's
So
tomorrow.
10 a.m. All right, let me mark this down. July 29th. Running camp is the 29th. Okay.
All right, got it.
29th
We're
is
doing it
okay.
at 9:30 and 4th at 10.
You just hope it's not one of those cupcakes that when you grab a hold of that small bread.
Well, I don't know. I could be normal. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
No, it's not.
We'll see you on this morning.
Well, we haven't.
No, we haven't. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to. You have to recess to
Reset
that.
to, so I'll make a motion to recess to 8:04 at
No. One. 10.
10 a.m.
I will second the motion.
I just think yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
They have a training for that. Pardon me? They have training.
We need to have a motion,
For
though, to appoint the people. Can we go back?
I think.
Yeah,
I
thank
think.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick.
More reading material.
I'll make a motion to appoint Bill, Kathy, Jason, and Elaine to be the
And it's very
inspectors.
complicated. You know, there's a
Seconded.
lot to it. I mean,
7:29
it takes
at 9:30 a.m.
three or
at
four years.
7. 972 Vermont Route 5A.
Right.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So you might have to recess.
Then I'll make a motion to recess till 8:00.
And it is 11:10 a.m. Okay, so.
Second that motion.
All those in favor?
Okay. So let me end the meeting. Oh, no. That was the hearing. We were recessing the hearing.
Still in the meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Are we still in the meeting?
We're still in the meeting.
You don't have to be.
The hearing's done.
It's the BCA.
I just wanted to know the listeners needed to stay in.
I know where my.
Was there any more to the meetings?
Yes,
the
meeting.
Oh, and that list of questions on the voting.
Yeah, so you can just go through them, ask if there's any discussion, and you can vote on each one.
We don't have to read
them. Don't worry.
Does he have to read them, or just say that he
can read it?
Confirm the following location that we hear. 30 Hinton Hill Road in Westmore at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. for 2026 elections, August 11th and November 3rd. Do you need a motion for that?
I make a motion to confirm that the polling place is located at for the 2026 elections at 30 Hinton Hill Road in Westmore, and the polls are open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I'll second. All those in favor? Ratify use of outdoor secure ballot box drop box for all 2026 elections at Hinton Hill, 30 Hinton Hill Road.
I'll make a motion to ratify, to confirm the use of the outdoor secure ballot drop box for all of and early voting. I'm going to add that early voting. For the 2026 elections, and the ballot box is located at 30 Hinton Hill Road.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ratify using both entrance and exit checklists for 2026 elections.
And I'll make a motion to use both an entrance and an exit checklist for the 2026 elections.
I'll second it.
All those in favor? I'm not going too fast, where am I?
Nope.
Authorize presiding officer, town clerk, to appoint election officials from the checklist of Westmore voters as needed for 2026 elections.
Kathy, can you do this only because I'm the presiding officer? So you make a motion.
I would like to make a motion to authorize Elaine as town clerk to appoint election officials from the checklist of the Westmore voters as we will need them for the 2026 election.
Question, is this an addition to the ballot court?
It's an addition to the BCA. So if my BCA doesn't, I don't get enough people, I can appoint Mary.
Like I asked you at town meeting, if you need extra people, if someone wouldn't show up,
right?
We can appoint somebody.
Okay,
at the
time.
And to count, we don't always have enough people, and Kathy may not be
time of the
election. So that gives me the power, the authority to say, oh, we need an extra person. So Kathy made that motion.
Okay.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Authorize presiding officer, town clerk, to appoint BCA members to deliver ballots to ill or disabled voters as needed for 2026 elections.
When would those be handled, Elaine?
It's only if somebody asks.
Sorry?
We need to have two justices, generally, two justices of the peace to go deliver ballots. I have not had it come up. but if it comes up, we have to be able to appoint
So
someone.
People would call you and say, I need a ballot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But now we can put it in the mail too.
Then we respond. We're not actually trying to identify those who would
Oh, no. It's just allowing me to say Kathy and Joanna are the ones, they're available. I don't know everybody's availability. So I could say, call Kathy and say, are you available, Joanna? You need two to go.
For instance, years ago, my old aunt, mom was working nights. My dad wanted to vote, or you have to be present. He couldn't drive. So he had called the town clerk and they sent.
So we respond to the call that's made to the town clerk, right? We're not trying to identify those who are disabled.
No, we don't identify anybody. Okay. It's just allowing me
and
to.
Two have to go at one.
Two have to go together.
Two individuals. Yes. Okay. Yep.
And it's usually justices of the peace to start with.
Justices of the peace.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion for the town clerk to appoint BCA members to deliver ballots to ill or disabled voters as needed for the 2026 election.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I'll make a motion at 11:16 a.m. to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Lawnmower, you said you had it.
Yep.
You're still getting it.
It's still there. Yeah. I, it, again, it,